need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
This will be Tony and my final show together here on ABC 7.
Some recent developments have come to our attention, though, and departing together is the best alternative we can take.
What led you to decide to resign?
There were a host of factors, but I would say primarily in the last couple of years, there was a climbing appetite on the broadcast for original and investigative reporting, at least the kind that I was offering. And it did get to the point where it didn't seem like there was a lot left for me to do.
Popeye.
Well, there you go.
Popeye, everybody, bye-bye. You know what? Why aren't we resigning? Everybody else is doing it.
You know, at the conclusion of today's show, due to things that I have no control over, I will not be quitting. Screw that.
Yeah, we're having too much fun. No, the Robert Scott Bell Show carries on, my friends. You know, this is an interesting story. Great opening clips there you put together of journalists that are just kind of, you know, saying, I'm out of here, sayonara. Because why? Is it, you know, an overwhelming depression that has descended upon the field of journalism? You know, it's a real question. You know, if you talk to people that are working in large corporate conglomerate environments that are not allowed to, you know, ask questions, for instance, they're a reporter. No, don't ask that question. Nope, that one's not allowed either. No, you can't. No, don't, definitely don't ask that question. Well, what can I do? Well, just here. Look at our advertiser list and the PR things that are coming your way. Just change a word or two and just do that. That's a bummer if you got a spark of life left in you. And one of the journalists that resigned there, I think in the clip, did you have Cheryl Atkinson was there from CBS?
Yeah, that was the very last one there, Cheryl Atkinson. She was at CBS for like 21 years.
Yeah.
And she had been on CNN prior to that.
Top flight investigative reporter.
One day, you know, I'm sure it wasn't just one day. It was a period of time. But she just, you know, they did not want her to come out with the stories that she was coming out with because, A, they said bad things about government, and, B, because they might ruffle the feathers of some corporate interests that were associated with CBS. So she just,
picked
her marbles and went home. Yeah,
I love Cheryl Atkinson. I'm still praying that you can get a hold of her and we can interview her. She's terrific. She's done a lot of great work, including pointing out the absurdities of the influenza scams coming out of the World Health Organization and the CDC. And you know that really upset the so-called powers that be. Listen, we enjoy what we do here. Why? Because we don't wear muzzles. Let's just be honest. Do we wear a muzzle? No, I don't.
Not on the air, no.
No, in fact, it's not on the air. Okay, Super Don. Now, okay, I'm not even going.
Yeah, see, look,
you
I got me.
I muzzled myself on that one. No, really, the only muzzles we have are the ones that are like for show, to show that we're not using them. But you can imagine what it's like to be, you know, go into investigative journalism reporting. You go to Journalism 101 and you say, I want to change the world by reporting what I find. And you find out that when you go into the profession, if you work for the big boys and girls that actually pay you money, they go, you ain't asking that question or that or that or that. And at a certain point, pangs of consciousness have to wave over you. Someone like Cheryl Atkinson, Ben Swan, who left the mainstream media as well to do his own thing. And others. What was the? I don't know about the one from RT that left. If that was a stunt or what? But seriously,
you know, it's if you remember, she resigned, and at least the reason she gave was that she had parents and relatives that had come from, you know, Russia, Ukraine, mm-hmm. and she was not happy with the way she said that RT was kind of whitewashing what Putin was doing.
Right.
And so she took offense to that and quit.
Well, I think we pointed out the irony that, you know, why aren't all the other reporters from American corporate broadcasters doing the same thing for the way that they've covered the Obama administration and all the foreign incursions and the spying and the drones and everything else on our own people, right? Right. These are the questions that, you know, again, you can't ask from the so-called mainstream journalism perspective. Now, we, of course, affiliate ourselves with Natural News, Mike Adams, where the muzzles are off, uncensored. I'd say unfiltered and unvarnished in some ways, but no, a lot of this stuff comes out, and it's a breath of fresh air. Now, we know there are people on the political left and the political right that kind of take offense occasionally when we step on some toes. Not, I don't think, intentionally, unless it is. just to point out certain uncomfortable facts, like we covered yesterday on the Jerry Doyle Show. And JD, I got to give him so many props for asking the right questions all of these years. And I was a bit nervous when I did the vaccination discussion with him a few weeks back that he would ever ask me on the air again. And he said, no, you know, the kind of work you're doing, I'd be remiss if I didn't get you on in front of my audience again. Hats off to Jerry Doyle for doing good work there. And what is it that we talked about yesterday on the Jerry Doyle Show?
You know, it was probably one of the better interviews that I've heard you do with Jerry, because when you listen to Jerry and his enthusiasm in talking about the subject of the big, and look, I always keep throwing out this word conspiracy, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like, I know that's kind of a buzzword, but really, you know, the fact that years ago, 100 years ago, you know, we had people saying, you have to not stop eating fat, don't eat fat, low fat, no fat, fat makes you mm-hmm. fat. Jerry got it. It was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and it pointed out some things that just kind of made the light bulb go on for Jerry. And it was a great, in fact, you know what? Did you notice? We've got it up on YouTube.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Hey, everybody, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. The latest appearance on the Jerry Doyle Show. Yeah, definitely give a listen to it. I think Mike Adams says he's going to buzz it as well, because it is a fascinating discussion from, you know, he's a mainstream in a sense. I mean, talk radio, they don't say is mainstream, but let's be honest about where he's at. He's working within a little bit of that corporate world, but he's not been muzzled by it. In fact, do you remember when the higher-ups told him, don't you dare endorse Ron Paul because it'll be, you know, you'll get in trouble for it. It won't be good for your career.
Yeah. I don't know. Should I say this? I don't know if I should say this or not. Wait a minute. We don't wear muzzles, do we?
No, we don't wear muzzles.
Yeah. You know, for those of you who don't know, I actually helped produce the Jerry Doyle Show several years ago. And that was one of the things that actually led to the situation of me no longer working for that syndicator that Jerry's on. Was, you know, Jerry stuck his neck out on the line and he endorsed Ron Paul. Now, no mainstream radio host, you know, at his level in the game there, had ever done that. And that was a big deal. And he actually got quite a bit of backlash for that.
Yeah, he did, because they said, you know, like he described, everyone else, the neocons or so-called conservatives in talk radio, would stick their finger to the wind and say, who's the eventual winner? I'll wait, and then I'll endorse them. It's like, there's no genuineness in that. And, of course, how much of that can you take? Like, you could listen to someone like Sean Hannity and find out, you know, occasionally he's right on. You know, I've listened to some liberal hosts and said, okay, they're right about that. But the disingenuousness on both sides of the talk radio spectrum, or the political MSNBC versus Fox News political talk spectrum, it's for ratings, folks. It's just to either get you upset or get you going jingoistically, yeah, 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 rah, 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 I love everything you say, as opposed to being able to, like JD does, separate out all of that and go, this is where I am. This is how I perceive it and believe it, and I'm going to speak that truth. That's why JD is not resigning. He's doing his thing, and we respect him for that. And anybody out there doing that, like Cheryl Atkinson, who left CBS to do the right thing. And we're seeing, and this article that we're opening with, and by the way, we've got a great show on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, as we try to do every day, not like what usual one we suck. But today we're going to be really good, and we've got some great guests. Terry Aranga is scheduled from Autism One. We're all going to be together in Chicago May 21st through 24th. 5th, I believe. It's coming up very quickly. And if you haven't made your plans, please do so, even if you are not impacted directly by the issues of autism or anything within that spectrum. There are going to be so many cool doctors and healthcare people and professionals. Dr. Rasha Batar is going to be with us. I've got my buddy Paul Berthier is going to be hanging out with me in my booth. We're going to do the water. We'll have the silver. We'll have my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. We're going to be with the HempMedsPX.com folks. They're going to be there. It is an amazing event. And remember, there's no Health Freedom Expo this year in Chicago. So this is the time we can all get together, come together, and learn a lot, share a lot, hopefully laugh a lot. We may cry a little bit because it's pretty intense, too. But following our bliss, living our path, living the integrity and everything that we can bring to it. And that's why we're not quitting. That's why we're not resigning, unlike those stuck in the corporate media where the First Amendment is just something relegated to a museum, but not something to actually be used. So, interesting Indiana University survey was following up on study conducted in 1971. Newsrooms are shrinking, journalists seeing themselves having less autonomy, job satisfaction is on the decline, right? Take this job and shove it. We're seeing more of that.
And I'm telling you, I mean, in this survey, they found almost 60% say that journalism in the United States is headed in the wrong direction. And, you know, listen, we know this. We've been talking about this for a long time. All you have to do is watch the mainstream news, and it's so transparent once you get it. Once you get past that left-right paradigm and you understand the corporate interests and the corruption and, you know, everybody getting the bullet points and the memos and everything on what you can and can't say, it reminds me, what was that movie, that Vietnam movie? Good morning, Vietnam.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
If you remember, you know, they were sitting there telling blacking censors. Out the stuff what he could. Absolutely.
Yeah. Government censors. And remember, we talked with Mike Adams the other day about this as well. I mean, the whole suppression of information, the limiting of what you can ask, that is the opposite of what the First Amendment was for. And I argued, you know, hey, as a libertarian kind of guy, do we want regulators at the federal level getting into every area of our life or protecting the environment? And to some degree, we agree that there is a role for government there. But if the First Amendment is not being pushed for all it's worth, if the journalists are not asking the questions, then the government becomes the lapdog of the corporations, including the corporate media, tied in with the petrochemical industrial and military industrial complex. Not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Terry Aranga coming in from Autism One next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The lakes, or the lake, right there, Lake Michigan, outside of Chicago, is not frozen over by the time we get there, because we're heading north soon. Yes, May 21st through 25th, the Autism One Conference is happening. Remember, no Health Freedom Expo this year, so all of y'all in the Midwest, come together. And we've got a lot of great speakers. You know how great it is to connect, interact, and learn. And right now we're joined by our friend Terry Aranga from Autism One to help us preview it. It's getting so close, I can almost taste it, Terry.
Thank you, Robert. And the Autism One Conference will be held Wednesday, May 21st through Sunday, May 25th at the Intercontinental Chicago O'Hare Hotel. You can learn more about this at www.autismone.org. We would like to thank our exclusive gold sponsor, Hemp Meds PX. They can be found at www.hempmedspx.com, and we're really delighted to have them as our sponsor at the conference, because they're bringing something to the public that is so beneficial for children and families. They are bringing a high-grade CBD oil, hemp oil, legal in all 50 states, and this really allows people to get the supportive benefits of this without the stress of worrying about if it's, you know, going to be looked upon, you know, with raised eyebrows. This is legal in all 50 states. People don't have to pick up their house and move. Mm-hmm. And so we are very happy to welcome HempMeds PX.
Beautiful. The message is getting out, Terry. We're so excited to connect with them, as you are, and bring this, I would say, this God's gift, this plant, to all the children in need, much less the adults as well. And so we're working to get that out there. I can't wait to see Dr. John Hicks, who will be there as well, talking about it. I have integrated some CBD into my discussion as well, as I focused on gut healing for those children who have been impacted by vaccines into the autism spectrum and beyond. So, again, very, very excited about this year's program.
Well, Robert, thank you for sharing with us that you have integrated that into your talk, and your talk is Friday at 3:15, and to our listeners, that talk is called Unlock the Power to Heal, Accelerating Gastrointestinal Epithelial Recovery Using Silver and Copper Hydrosol, Microclustered Water, Homeopathy, Mineral, and Probiotics, and now we know CBD. And the other cannabidiol that is CBD-related talks at the conference will be, as you said, Dr. John Hicks, Saturday at 1:30, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, Friday at 2 p.m., Nathan Coombs and Ron DeMaris, Friday at 5:30. And the conference keynote, there's been some new and exciting research. There was a landmark study published just toward the end of last month in the Journal of Neuroinflammation. And there was the research team of Professors Brad Street and Sinalsico, and they discovered the link between the endocannabinoid system and the vitamin D binding protein GCMAF. And Dr. Brad Street explained the laboratory experiments demonstrated that the cannabinoid 2 receptor was abnormally regulated in the immune cells of children with autism, and that the administration of GCMAF normalized the DNA regulation of the cannabinoid receptor. So we're looking forward to that really exciting research, new research at the conference. The keynote on Saturday at 11 a.m. with Drs. Brad Street, Jin, and Ruggiero of Italy is called The Autism Nexus, New Discoveries of Links Among the Gut Microbiome, the Immune System, and Brain Dysfunction, and What You Can Do. Hmm. So those are some of the exciting aspects of the Autism One conference. And I'd like to comment on something that I heard during your break, Robert, if I may.
Sure. Yeah, please. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, during the break, you know, you were kindly sharing the information about the Autism One conference and telling people that it had good info, even if they felt like they weren't connected to the autism spectrum. But
right.
as you know, Robert, autism is just a word, a label. Mm-hmm. It's a diagnostic label, and it doesn't really tell us much about what's going on inside the human body. But when you look at these children, there are imbalances and pathologies going on with the immune system, the gastrointestinal system, the central nervous system. When you skew the immune system early in a child's neurodevelopment, such as with vaccine contaminants, ingredients, and mechanisms, and autoimmunity, you're going to throw off their neurodevelopmental trajectory. And also, when you do anything that adversely impacts the gut.
Yes.
So, if we
that means, Terry, if I may, that means just about everybody's really impacted. We're going to take a break here. Terry Aranga is our guest this hour. She's with Autism One. She's just spearheading the efforts to bring this science to the fore, and we appreciate her so much for doing so. And it's a lot of effort behind the scenes, folks. Come on down to Chicago the 21st to the 25th of this month. It'll be here before we know it. We're going to give you more insight as to why you want to be there. And let Terry continue with her thoughts about how this impacts larger than those who think it's just about this label called autism.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, this is where you're getting the information you're not going to hear in the mainstream corporate media. Although they're trying. They're catching up because the reporters are leaving. They're going to have to figure it out. Oh, you know, maybe we ought to do what they're doing over there at National News and National News Radio. Maybe we ought to cover some of the science that the doctors are talking about at Autism One and not try to shout them down. But, you know, those with integrity are going to continue doing what they've been doing while those that are not, they're going to continue selling out, and they're losing the market share and their viewership and listenership while we are gaining. And we welcome them when they're ready to speak the truth, reveal the facts as we do here. This hour, our guest, Terry Aranga from Autism One, autismone.org, 21st, which is Wednesday through Sunday, the 25th of May. We'll all be together in Chicago, and a couple of weeks after that, June 7th and 8th, I believe, on the Navy Pier, we'll be back with mycompassion.org. Great stuff, and Terry tells us she'll be there as well. Terry, you were talking as well about the broad-based, let's say, invitation, that this should not be limited to those that are off-put by the term autism because they think it's not about them or anything related to them. Was there anything left that you wanted to say about that? Because I think this is very important. When I've attended the last 2 years, I said people that have no idea about what's going on would have benefited from all the information. even if their families, their perception was they weren't directly impacted or affected?
Autism is a label. It's a diagnostic label, and it doesn't tell us what's going on inside of the body. The CDC Autism Alarm in 2004 cited one child in 66 with autism and one child in 6 who had some sort of a developmental or behavioral issue going on. And if you don't think that your child is affected by autism or something else, how do you know? What was it a couple of years ago that an academic pediatrics report came out and said about 43% to 54% of the children assessed for one of 20 chronic health conditions had something going on. Even if it's that a child has a lower IQ score. Something's going on. College entrance exams needing to be lowered. Fewer men who they can find for the military. Something's going on, and there's adults who are being felled by sickness as well. Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. Something is going on. There is so much chronic illness. How do you know? How do you know that you weren't affected by a vaccine that you had before if you didn't have an acute and sudden reaction? How do you know that there's not a latency period? So when we look at the diagnostic label of autism, that doesn't tell us anything about what's going on inside, like problems with the immune system, inflammation, seizures. We need to help people with those conditions, and that is one reason that I'm so happy about Hemp Meds PX, because we're being offered something that is supportive and legal, high-grade CBD oil that is set, that you can look into and do your research yourself as to how this can be connected to inflammatory or immune or seizures issues. But you can see on the news, you can watch Sanjay Gupta and see how this can be helpful to a child with seizures. Always check with your experienced medical provider, your healthcare professional, who provides regular oversight and objective laboratory testing in a parent-physician partnership. Do your homework.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, you can do your homework by going back and listening to Herb Day Online, the week-long event that took place, herbdayonline.com. And, of course, Super Don and I were doing it on Saturday, the finale of the event. Terry, you were on with some of the other docs and things talking about some things where you said off the air to me that you actually said cannabidiol 10 times fast and you were just fine.
During the break, to listeners, Robert Scott Bell made me say cannabinoid 10 times fast. And you can watch this on the Earth Day Online, to which Robert Scott Bell just referred.
Yes.
Also, My Compassion, and they will be at the Autism One Conference as well, My Compassion. They'll be there at the Navy Pier June 7th and 8th in Chicagoland. Just to remind listeners, the Autism One Conference is May 21st through 25th, www.autismone.org. And Robert, if I may, I'd like to share some information about some additional presentations.
Absolutely. Like I said, I want to see every one of them, though. That's the problem. When you start revealing this, it's like, oh, man, I got to see that, too. Oh, man, I got to see, you know, so we're just going to do it. Go for it.
Well, the Robert Scott Bell Show is kindly a media sponsor, so you do get to see whichever ones you want, Robert. You were referring to the other folks on Herb Day Online. That was Dr. John Hicks, Dr. Roy Dittman, and Allison Witherspoon. And Dr. Dittman and Allison will be joining us at the 1 and 2 program launching at Autism One on Wednesday, May 21st. Get the advocacy tools that you need to go out there, hit the streets, grassroots, and help people, help prevent disease from befalling the population. And Dr. Brian Hooker will be speaking at the Autism One Conference on Friday at 3:15. He's been a frequent guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and he'll be talking about how to lie to a generation of families, malfeasance in the CDC's vaccine safety program. And as we know, Dr. Brian Hooker is a PhD chemist, well-qualified. Susan Lee will be speaking on Saturday at 9:45, Vaccine Safety Gaps, What You Ought to Know. And Dr. David Lewis will be speaking Friday at 1 p.m., Science for Sale, How the U.S. Government Controls Science to Support Its Policies. We had a really good interview with Dr. David Lewis and a couple of other book authors, Lewis Conti, who wrote The Autism War, and Wayne Rudy, whose upcoming book is The Vaccine Court. They were on Voice America last week. Dr. David Lewis's presentation, again, is Science for Sale, How the U.S. Government Controls Science to Support Its Policies. And he may even have, like, the very first copies of his book there for people to purchase. So let's just be hopeful about that. And now, Robert, I want to, before I ask you about your presentation and informing listeners more about that, I'll let you know that Dr. Sean K. Centers, is also speaking at the Autism One conference and had a really interesting interview with him this morning on Voice America about the film Invisible Threat. And he felt that he was tricked. He and another parent who participated in that film were actually tricked insofar as their participation in that film. And that is something that's being heavily promoted by Every Child by Two, and allegedly, purportedly, was like a film made by students. But they really feel that they were tricked insofar as their participation there.
Terry, yeah, we talked a little bit about that on the air, that this Every Child by Two organization, they pretend it's a parent, you know, motivated, parent-sponsored, parent-supported, when very little parent involvement is in evidence. And we know that these kind of hidden agendas, these shadow puppets behind the scenes, have a lot to do with this. Now, as far as this film, Invisible Threat, how did they misuse the words or their images in some way to corrupt them so that the message they were trying to communicate was lost or perverted?
Well, I really encourage listeners to listen to this morning's interview, but you know that they are saying that this is produced by award-winning high school student filmmakers, and it, you know, it just didn't look that way to the participants. So I encourage people to tune into that archive.
Now, Terry, you know, over the years you've been doing this, obviously with your family, your child was impacted significantly in this way that really motivated you. This is your deep level life's mission and work to help folks out, and including your own family. I see within even the few years we've been connected, a dramatic shift in not only the discussion, but in what is coming out, even through that tired old media that's usually not friendly to us or this message. And I think it's extraordinary that each year that more information is being flooded out because they can no longer contain it. So the hunger is there. It's more overt. It's more open. It's more receptive. And the information that we're able to access through these good docs and good scientists that are revealing this, it's like a cascade of events coming together for this Autism One.
Well, as somebody pointed out on this morning's interview about the invisible threat, I'll just very loosely paraphrase. You know, they're trying to stomp us and stomp us and stomp us, but pretty much they're giving us additional free advertising. It's like Shakespearean already. The lady doth protest too much.
Yes. Well said. Well said. You're right. And it's becoming absurd with each new attack that now, in some cases, I'm seeing certain things coming out in the media, and it's being met with silence rather than attack. You know, if something positive about the connection that confirms what we already know to be true, normally they would have been attacking. Now they're probably scratching their heads behind the scenes saying, we don't know how to do this anymore, because the things that used to work for us by yelling and screaming and stomping our feet and calling them unscientific, it's no longer working. So they must be struggling behind the public relations scenes.
Yeah, you know, I know our time is short here, Robert, and I want to make a serious point before we go, if I may.
Yes, please.
Again, this autism, or the diagnostic label, autism is not a designer diagnosis. This is not a bunch of quirky kids. And California, the state with the best record keeping charting full syndrome autism, had a dramatic rise. It correlated with vaccination. They ruled out diagnostic substitution and demographic shift. These are children grievously injured, seizing, wandering, drowning, dying, mute, in pull-ups, as teenagers, gastrointestinal problems. This is not a designer diagnosis. It's a rigorous life for so many families, and these children and their families deserve every bit of respect. And, Robert, why don't you let us know what you and Dr. Buttar are talking about at the conference? I know he's talking about From Cause to Cure case studies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, we've got an event, which evening is Dr. Buttar and I are doing, like an evening keynote of some kind. And we wanted to really bring it live as if we're doing the radio show together with the audience. So there'll be a lot of interaction. Go ahead.
Oh, that's very very cool. Okay, so that will be very nice if you have that as a live radio event. So it's called Live from Autism One. It's the Politics of Practice, and that's Thursday evening at 7.
Yeah, and those longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know Dr. Batar was on the front lines having his own child harmed by vaccines and having to find a way to remediate and detoxify to successfully help him and then many hundreds, perhaps thousands of others around the world by training other physicians as well. And so he understood the politics and the economics of it and stood strong despite all of the obstacles. So we'll be doing that together. And I'll talk about more of what I'm going to be doing a little later. But Terry Arango, we love you and appreciate you so very much for all your good works. And we look forward to seeing you at Autism One in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. And you and Super Don, too.
All right. Well, thanks for helping us rock the health world. Again, check it out, autismone.org. We'll all be together. Tell your friends, family members, come on down. It'll be a great event for a wonderful cause, and we'll prevent this from happening to any more children. If it's at all possible, we're there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah, reporting live since the Flexner Report of 1910. We still haven't quit. The Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm old, I'm decrepit. What are we going to cover now, Superdog?
You're looking pretty good for your age. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, considering, you know, we were warning you, don't do it, Flexner. Right? And Abraham and Simon ruined it because the Wright brothers were going to be the biggest thing of the 20th century, and the Flexners put them out to pasture by destroying medicine in the 20th century. Of course, no one's heard of Flexner except those that listen to this, or if you've read Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSP. And we'll have that at Autism One. Look forward to that. Now, going back into the archives, how long have we been? I go back to 1919, right? The 1918, 1919. Anybody famous happen there? Anything famous happened way back when? Do you remember?
There was a flu of some sort back then, wasn't there?
Yes, the Spanish influenza of 19...
Right.
Yeah, remember that. So what happens is that throughout the history since that point in time, there's been this palpable fear that would be, you know, brought back out. Could we have another epidemic like that that would kill hundreds of thousands to millions of people? And so that's the pattern we see in a current history, more confined to our time frame. Since going on the air in 1999, I've been covering things like this. The flu, Chicken Little, like we used to call Julie Gerberding from the CDC, Chicken Little Gerberding. The sky is falling, get your flu shot, everybody's going to die.
Right.
And most every time, doesn't happen. In fact, the more we learn about it, the more we realize there really isn't even a flu, because they're not even looking for the virus that they claim is causing it. But...
Well, and here's the funny thing, is because when you and I started working together, and I think this was back in 2005,
yeah.
It just, you know, a lot of these stories and stuff started becoming reality. I got away from, you know, talking about, you know, Republicans versus Democrats and got into some really interesting stuff here. And it seemed like they wanted to attach some flu pandemic to an animal. Yeah, you remember? Yeah. I mean, it was just like.
I remember.
Okay.
We used to have like major like break-ins to the show. We'd be covering a topic and suddenly you'd hear this alert.
Right.
I think it sounded something like this.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was our swine flu alert that we used back in the
our
day.
Our swine flu alert. That was a beautiful marriage. Apologies for anybody trying to keep kosher here, but this is the swine flu alert. So, the swine flu turned out in 1976, the era 75-76, when Gerald Ford was then leaving. We had this so-called threat of a pandemic swine flu. They gave everybody the swine flu shot that was willing to accept it. And they actually caused more ailments and even death than the swine flu caused by getting the shot, including Guillain-Barré, paralysis and things like that. That was only the first of many. And then we started hearing, they went from, like, you know, When Pigs Fly. You remember that album cover from Pink Floyd? Wasn't it a pig flying or floating?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I remember when I flew to London years ago, I used to go there when I was a teenager, I'd travel Europe, I flew to London, I had family there, and I traveled, I think, on the Gatwick, from the Gatwick airport to London, and you'd pass a place where the actual photograph was taken where the pig was superimposed on it. It was just a memory that just came back to
me.
But Yeah, but anyway, we had to have a different alert because now we weren't dealing with pigs. It moved into the avian family. So here was our bird flu alert. I think they ended up firing that guy. I think they
haven't heard that one in a while too.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have all
of these still?
Well, if it weren't for Super Don, I wouldn't. I'll just say it that way. Yeah.
Cool.
And then, you know, they had to go to the circus. Now, there was a tragedy at Ringling Brothers, I think yesterday, where they were using a carabiner that didn't fit, and our hearts go out to everybody impacted by that. Mm-hmm. The injuries were real severe. But they started going after what you'd think are circus animals, unless you realize that these animals exist outside of the circus. And they started saying, look out. Pier 51 or whatever it is out there in San Francisco, or, you know, if you're going to visit a little further south in the climates on the southern hemisphere, look out for those beautiful, cute-looking seals.
the seal flu, that's right.
You remember that?
That's right.
The seal flu.
That's right.
And so if we look at all of these things, it was only a matter of time before they would go to other types of animals, because we can't blame Republicans, we can't blame Democrats, we certainly blame the animals. And now, coming straight out of Antarctica, we have a new flu alert, first time ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by, hold your ears. Yes, my friends, it's the penguin flu.
The penguin
right from the heart of Batman, and Burgess Meredith came out of retirement from the other side. And he's back. The penguin flu is now the next thing we have to worry about, so stay away from Antarctica. We got lots more healing to go. We're going to free Justina Pelletier next hour, hopefully with Bo Berman. We'll talk about that. And heavy metals at Whole Foods. Is it really happening? We'll tell you. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.